When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Oh my, isn't this interesting? This is where I would tell you across the table from me, bright and shining, would be Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill. But as soon as I got done with the introduction, guess who left the room? Who's running right back now to try to get to his microphone in time. So, good morning, Gary.
I made it in time.
Yeah, you did.
I know your timing.
Uh-huh. Well, and I think there's a reason why you are scrambling around this morning, isn't there?
Yeah.
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 What would that
be? It's going to be a busy day.
Yeah, because we will actually be ending the show 5 minutes early today. We'll be out at 11:55, and that's because there is a Storm basketball game beginning at noon, right?
High noon,
and so then what they do, a 5-minute pregame show?
Yeah.
That's not very long.
It's not very long.
Oh, well.
Sometimes it's longer, but...
And so the Storm game will begin immediately following Animal World.
Yes.
11:55 or so, the pregame, and then the game. Well, that I'm assuming that means that there will be no live sports tangle today?
Right. It's going to be Storm basketball.
Because normally you're on sports tangle at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Excuse me, I have a tickle in my throat. So... Are you going to air Sports Tangle later, or are you just going to 86
today? No, it's
going to
be, yeah, it's...
It's history?
Yep. No me today.
Oh,
okay. Storm basketball.
The Storm basketball.
Which is fine.
Well, that's okay, though, because aren't they winning something?
Yeah. Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
If they win today, they go to the finals.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
So we want to root for the Storm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because one of the few local teams that happens to be doing anything worth note.
I think maybe the only local team.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I'm not even a sports person, but I know the Seahawks lost, the Huskies lost. Not too bad, though. I mean, the Huskies, at least according to the sports commentators last night, they, like, sort of did okay. And then, of course, Gary, there's your team.
Yeah.
He was wearing his WSU cap when we walked in this morning, but he took it off.
I have pride no matter what.
I don't know that I'd be wearing that if I were you right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What was the score?
I don't remember.
65-17 or something like that?
A loss is a loss. It doesn't matter. Huskies and Cougars are both 0-1. Doesn't matter the score.
Oh, I see. So technically we're tied. Well, you know what? I have to tell you, the tides have changed, Gary. Because it used to be that I was the lone Husky in the studio. And Gary and Sandy used to gang up and beat up on me. However, to say I'm delighted to say that back in the saddle again, he's back from camping. Scotty Cat Run Guy Robertson, Animal World's call screener, is here. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning, Martha.
Now, whose side are you on?
Well, that's not debatable.
But you are, in fact, a Husky, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that means you're a Husky.
Yeah.
That means I'm a Husky.
We got Gary outnumbered.
Yeah! I even have a guy on my team now, Gary.
I've got to be honest. You may think you have me outnumbered, but I can just do this. And look, I'm the only one talking. So I guess technically I may have you two outnumbered.
Did that sound a little bit like a threat to you, Scott?
Just a wee bit.
Just a little bit?
He's in control.
I just thought I'd throw it out there that...
You are in charge of the
buttons
and so forth.
At any point.
Well, but you're sort of teaching Scotty how to run the boards, at least in the other room.
Yeah, but I can control it in here, yeah. So.
Oh. Well, maybe we sort of have to be nice to him.
Yeah, I just thought I'd point it out.
No, Gary, I am so sorry. Your team did so poorly yesterday.
We were in the game halfway through the first quarter. That's a step. So, I'm going to look at the positive.
Life is nothing if not funny, huh? Oh, boy. Okay, so there you go. How do you keep cougars out of your yard, Scotty?
I have no idea.
Put up goalposts.
Better watch
okay,
out.
I'm going to have
to That's applicable to Huskies, too, as it turns out.
What?
That's applicable to the Huskies, too.
Yeah, well, after the fact doesn't count. I had somebody
after the fact, the last 7 years.
Oh. Well, yeah, we haven't. We got that new coach, though. We're supposed to do better this year.
Yeah, supposed to. Supposed to always works out.
Of course, the Seahawks are supposed to be doing better, too, but... Oh, well, the Storm is doing great, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. And they're women, right?
Yes.
And all these other teams that are goofing up are guys.
Yeah.
Hey. Yes. Go women. Go Storm.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
I hope they win today.
All right. Yeah. All right. So stay tuned for the Storm. We'll start immediately after Animal World. We're out about 11:55 today. And let's see. What else is going on? Can you believe it? It's Labor Day weekend already. That means the first Sunday of September. That means Vet Sunday. And I'm delighted to say that Dr. Mike Saluski will be joining us. And we'll find out all about how he's doing since his dramatic departure from the area. Unfortunately, we won't be able to talk a lot about that, but we are going to be able to find out all about his new location and new practice, and he's got a fabulous website up. And if you want to check it out, because he's going to be with us, and we will have open phone lines for your animal medical care questions, and Dr. Mike is absolutely a fabulous holistic vet, but he is the best at Chinese medicine, acupuncture, Chinese herbs, and diet therapy, as well as he is an extremely gifted chiropractor for our animal friends. And he will be with us and taking your questions, calls, and answering animal medical care questions. If you want to check out his new website and new practice, it is www.hindsightcare. Hindsightcare, and that's H-I-N-D and S-I-G-H-T care, hindsightcare.com. So you can get online, check that out, and be ready when he joins us after the bottom of the hour. Now, let's see, I've got some follow-up and some news. Then about 10 o'clock, we'll air Martha's four-step flea plan. Fleas are still wreaking havoc around the area, so if you would like to take care of fleas without the toxic chemicals or be prepared so that you don't bring them into your environment, listen at 10 o'clock. About 10:50, 10:55, as usual, we'll do current events. And since Scotty is back, he's got the keys to the Animal World prize closet, and he would be delighted to speak with you and gift you with a one-year free subscription to Robin Alexis's Soul Spa on her Mystic Radio website. And, you know, Robin is the host of Mystic Radio that airs about noon on Monday or noon on Wednesdays here on Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m. She is a very gifted mystic and psychic and healer, Reiki master, channel, does phenomenal work. Anyway, her website is just incredible. It's one of my favorite things. The energy portals in the Soul Spa that bring through the Mary Magdalene energy are incredible. I have one open all the time. There's one open on the Mary Magdalene portal is open at my home as we speak for my animal friends while I'm gone. And the year's subscription to the Soul Spa is a phenomenal gift because it's normally a $300 value. And you are eligible if you are not a current member of the Robin Alexis Soul Spa. And if you want to, go to her website, www.robinalexis.com. Check out the website, check out the Soul Spa, and see if it's something you'd be interested in. You do get direct access to Robin. She spends, I think she lives on the computer, on the website, answering questions and doing work for people and sharing stuff and all of that. And then there are the international meditations that happen at least a couple times a week. And you can join all of those as a member of the Soul Spa. So check it out, www.robinalexis.com. And if you decide that you would like to have this 1 year free membership, then you got to call Scotty and see if you qualify. And you can reach Scotty at either of our phone numbers. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-KKNW. And that translates to 888-298-5569. Scotty would be delighted to talk to you anytime. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, that's what Scotty's here for. So give him a call and tell him what you like, tell him what you don't like. But if you call him, especially if you don't like what's going on, make sure you have some detailed information, because I make him tell me everybody that calls and what's on their mind, because we are here to serve you, and I want to know what you think, and I want to know what you want. So call and Ben Scotty's here. He's a nice guy, right?
Yeah.
You'll be nice to everybody, right?
I'm a good guy.
Yeah, and you'd be nice to him because he's still green, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he'll tell you that. I'm a new guy. I don't know anything. Yeah.
But there is something you should tell Gary, though.
What?
That's what's painted on your driveway.
Oh, well, he knows. Yeah, you know, when I bought my new place... that I do have a WSOTC. That's Washington State Obedience Training Club. That's how I'm so into animals and don't really want to say what I have to say. But there is a WSU logo in the middle of my garage floor.
I hear that. That's great. I'm really happy you had that painted on there.
Well, I figured it was like a gift for my brother because, you know, he can tease me for the rest of my life about the cougar in my garage. But maybe that's why they're not doing so well, because they're shut in my garage. Okay. I guess we can continue. Hey, we were having fun. You know what we were doing in the studio before the show started? There is a, y'all know about dog competition. There's competition obedience and agility and tracking and, you know, rally, all kinds of stuff. Well, there's also... dog dancing. And I think they called it musical freestyle, and is another way of competing with your dog. Well, there's a hot new dog dancing video going around, and it's a guy handler with his golden retriever, absolutely adorable in her little merengue suit, and they're doing the merengue. And I got it sent to me like three times at least this week, but with my old computer, I can't watch YouTube videos, so I sent it to Gary here, and we watched it this morning. It's really something, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah.
Golden is very talented.
Kind of makes you want to get a new computer, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. Actually, that's on the list.
Yeah.
That's on the list. So probably in the next couple months, I should be up and running with a new one, and then I'll be able to watch my own videos. But if you haven't seen the Golden Retriever doing the merengue, you have got to see it. And you can go to YouTube, and I'm sure if you search... dog dancing merengue.
Yeah, it shouldn't be hard to find.
But if for some reason you can't find it, you could email me. Go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on the contact Martha. Send me an email. Tell me you want the dog dancing video. And when I get home, when I get back to my office, I'll send it to you. But it really is really really good.
Definitely now, know it when you see it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because most of the musical freestyle, most of the dog dancing is done with women handlers and dogs. Mm-hmm. It's unusual to see a guy. I mean, I think the numbers are way skewed. But I've got one other. Was it a guy with a border collie doing a who's the old black and white star with the black hat? And he walked with a cane. Oh, and why I can't remember that at the moment. But, yeah, you know who I'm talking about? It's too bad this isn't TV. Yeah. Oh, it'll come to me. It'll come to me eventually. Anyway, it's a good one. But there's a guy there, too. But anyway, it's a guy handler, so that's cool. So let's see. Now, we'll get into the follow-up and news. I got to tell you, amazing television this week. I alerted you last week that Animal Planet was running the Oscar-winning documentary film The Cove last Sunday night. And I don't think you probably watched it, Gary. I know Scotty didn't watch it. And I told you that I hadn't seen it, but that I was going to. And I did watch.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what a spectacularly done documentary. They did such a phenomenal job on this documentary. Yes, there were parts of it that were really hard to watch. I did have to cover my heart and close my eyes, but it is so impactful, and they have done such a great job of telling the story and exposing what's going on. If you haven't seen The Cove, you really need to. And then Animal Planet premiered a new show Friday night called Blood Dolphins, which kind of picks up on this story of the dolphins after The Cove, you know, was filmed. Oh my. And it is absolutely worth watching. And I would say anyone that sees the documentary The Cove or watches this Blood Dolphin television show now will get it. And I think it is only a matter of time until enough people have seen it that this practice will be ended for good. And I'll tell you, I think that's the best way that we can serve the dolphins at this point is spread the word about The Cove and this the new show on Animal Planet. It airs, I think, at 9 p.m. on Friday night. I watched it this last Friday night, and it was very, very good. Also disappointing at how, you know, the vast majority of people in Taiji, Japan, and in Japan in general, have no idea that this dolphin slaughter is going on. And hopefully that will change, because once they know, they'll put a stop to it. And at any rate, so spread the word. And unfortunately, there are more dolphins in the news. And the hope was that as soon as this documentary got out and enough people saw it, they would be forced to stop this dolphin slaughter. And in the Blood Dolphins, they return, the TV show, they return to Taiji, and as long as the cameras are there and the reporters, they don't do the slaughter. And they bring the dolphins in, and they take out the best ones that they're going to sell to marine parks and that sort of thing. And Gary, that's the underpinning of this slaughter. They get like $150,000 at least for each dolphin that they sell to marine parks, you know, for shows and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a ton.
Yeah. And boy, I just, it would be wonderful to shut down that practice as well. But they didn't really not do it. They just waited for all the, you know, they took out the best ones. They pretended to release the rest of them. And then later, after the cameras were gone, they just took them to a different place and killed them all anyway. It's just disgusting. And then in the paper this week, it says fishermen in Taiji, Japan, whose annual dolphin slaughter was depicted in Oscar-winning documentary The Cove, say they will resume the hunt this week because the 400-year-old tradition is the foundation of their industry. You know what I have to say about that? I mean, when the vast majority of people in your country have no idea what you're doing, yes, it's a tradition for these fishermen, but these dolphins are full of mercury. We shouldn't be eating them anyway. And how we can even justify doing it to these incredible beings that are so intelligent and so incredible is unbelievable. And Hopefully it will stop. And then, also dolphins, if you read last Sunday's Times in the Pascific Northwest, it's scary, there was a whole feature in this magazine about dolphins working in the Navy. You know, in the program, we've reported on this before, the dolphins that are going to be used to protect Bangor and in our area.
Yeah.
And anyway, if you didn't see this article, it's an excellent article about the dolphin program in the Navy and what they're using them for and what's going to be going on up here. And... well, I just have to say that, well, personally, I'm not a fan of this either. But I have to say, at least the positive things I could find in this article about the dolphins working for the Navy and being a protection, for, you know, looking for bad guys coming to cause problems underwater. At least these dolphins are not part of, like, this capture in Taiji. The Navy doesn't buy them anymore from captured wild dolphins. They breed their own dolphins. So at least they aren't part of this whole slaughter business. They're breeding their own. And at least these dolphins are highly prized. Because it talks about how long it takes to train them and what they train them to do and all that sort of thing. At least these dolphins have a purpose and a job and something to do, and they are well cared for. And certainly, you know, they probably receive phenomenal care. Bottom line is, they are not being allowed to be dolphins and do what dolphins do. And again, I'm against it, but I tried to find some positive things about that. All right, a couple of other things in the news before we get to the best good news about animals. And it's interesting, Gary. The genetically altered salmon is safe, according to the FDA. If we were on TV, you could see my eyeballs rolling. I'm sorry. I don't agree. I mean, it may... I just think we ought to not be messing with Mother Nature. It says the effort to win federal approval of genetically engineered salmon received a major boost Friday when the Food and Drug Administration released an analysis that deemed the fish safe to eat and unlikely to harm the environment, which means that they're unlikely to escape to get into the wild to breed with wild salmon and then really mess up Mother Nature. So you can pull that up online, Seattle Times, if you want to read about that. But I think they ought to be made to label any genetically altered salmon, because I'm not buying it. Well, my body just doesn't really want a lot of seafood anymore.
I think it would hurt its sales.
Well, of course.
See a label that said genetically altered.
Well, that should be on everything. You know, one of the plants and the fruits and the vegetables and all of that. I mean, I look at those football-sized strawberries that are so perfect. That looks like that they've been painted.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know they're genetically manipulated in some way, shape, or form. Oh well. Just don't get me started. Oh, here's another one. Now, I could have put this in good news. I kind of putting this in here to get us ready for. But the subject is so gross that I couldn't put it in good news. And I had no idea about this. And Gary, have you ever heard of dancing shrimp?
No.
See, Scotty's nodding his head because I know he stays up on the news and he reads. But this is just disgusting. The good news is a Sacramento restaurant agreed to stop serving live prawns after an animal rights group said the practice was cruel to the shellfish. Now, first of all, I didn't know anybody was eating live prawns. I mean, I understand sushi and raw stuff, but I think even in sushi, I mean, most of the shrimp is cooked. But anyway, PETA... And I'm giving four paws and tail up to PETA on this one, said the restaurant suggested squeezing lemon juice on the prawns' exposed flesh so they would writhe as they were eaten. And the dish is referred to as dancing shrimp, which is apparently considered a delicacy in Japan. There's another strike against Japan. Can you imagine this live shrimp on your plate and lemon juice on them and then eat them? Oh, it just... Okay. But the good news here is that once PETA informed the restaurant, it was apparently about a 2007 study at Queen's University in Belfast, Northern Ireland. The researchers found that prawns acted as if they had an injured paw when acid was dabbed onto an antenna. They didn't need to do that to figure it out. All they had to do was ask me, and I could have told them. But anyway, the good news is the restaurant has taken them off the menu and will no longer serve them, which is good. But, you know, the downside is that that's obviously going on. But at least it stopped at that restaurant. All right. That's the yucky news. How about let's do the best good news about animals? Woo-hoo. Let's get that sunshine going. Now, Steve Poole said that the best time for sunshine this weekend was Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
So let's all kick back and listen to Animal World and Dr. Mike. Good news. And then we'll all go out in the sunshine this afternoon. Can you see it coming, dear?
Yeah, it's, looks like it's
there's one little dot of blue sky out there. Okay, woohoo. In the good news, a cute picture, little article, Tuesday's Northwest, Northwest Tuesday in Seattle Times, a great picture of a dog rolling in something yucky at the beach on Whidbey Island. And just a nice little story about dogs at the beach and rolling in stinky stuff. And who doesn't like a good story like that? So you can look that one up. And another cute picture from the Seattle Times, too, of the Mississippi First Lady releasing one of the Kemp's Ridley sea turtles in the Mississippi Sound on Monday. And because apparently the Kemp's Ridley turtle is the world's most endangered sea turtle, and many of them were caught on hooks by fishermen during the, you know, this oil spill business. So they've been rehabbed and being released. So there's a lovely photo of that. And then let's try to make this good news. Tacoma Zoo to celebrate new digs for red wolves. I know it's a zoo, but you know, let's see. Red wolves and their haunting high-pitched howls are back at Point Defiance. A breeding pair named Graham and Ocean Blue were released Monday into their new elegant digs at Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium, to be followed by three more wolves. And they were taken out of their exhibit in July of 2009 to construct this new place. They've been living at the Northwest Trek in Eatonville in the meantime, but now they've got a $1.1 million enclosure called the Red Wolf Woods. And according to the staff, it's absolutely fabulous. Now, I can't say that for myself because I haven't seen it, but I'm just hoping that it's a fabulous environment for these wolves, especially since they are so endangered. And then the winner of the best good news about animals, and I think this is pretty exciting. This is out of the UK. This is off the internet. And UK bee industry abuzz with mite-resistant breed. A British beekeeper said on Wednesday he may have discovered a strain of honeybee immune to a parasite that has been gradually wiping out populations of the vital insect worldwide. Scientists have been trying to find a way to fight the pesticide-resistant varroa mite. And I think that they pretty much determined that this colony collapse syndrome with honeybees is related to this varroa mite that kills the bees. But now a retired heating engineer who spent 18 years searching for a mite-resistant breed may have made a breakthrough. The guy's name is Ron Hoskins. He's 79, from England. Says he's managed to isolate and breed a strain of bees which groom one another, removing the mites. Hmm. How cool is that? That sound neat? You can just see little bees like little monkeys grooming each other and taking off those mites. Since making the discovery, which he said happened by chance, he has been artificially inseminating queen bees in the hope that they will establish themselves. Quote, the Verona mite has been causing havoc with colonies in countries all over the world. Apparently, the only place they don't have them is in Australia. It has spread at an alarming rate and is very destructive. If this problem is left unchecked, it could be a disaster for the food chain waiting to happen. We all know that. And the recent research had found that more than two-thirds of all Britain's honeybees had been lost to the parasite. And now this guy's looking for more funding, which apparently is maybe coming from the Australian officials because they want an answer before it makes it to their continent. So how cool is that? So anyway, there you go. The best good news about animals. So we will close out this half hour, take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and remember, of course, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So pay attention, support our advertisers and sponsors, and when we continue, it's Vet Sunday, and we'll welcome back Dr. Mike Saluski. Oh boy. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage.
Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including three distinct certification courses in animal massage. Short workshops in animal massage and other related topics are also available.
For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703. Go online to nwsam.com for registration details.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I'm excited to tell you, we are doing our first live remote broadcast here for Animal World on 1150 KKNW, and that will be on Sunday, October 3rd at Jones & Company Pets in Marysville. It's their blowout annual sale, and it's huge. I've been doing it for the last 2 years, and it's incredible, and we will be there live. So I want you to mark your calendars Sunday, October 3rd, so you can come up to Marysville and join me for a live broadcast of Animal World, because I need emotional support, and can't wait to see you all. So anyway, October 3rd, Sunday at Jones & Company Pets. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. And if you want to call them, 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Did you know that Invisible Fence Northwest, well known for keeping dogs safe, now leads the nation in cat safety solutions? More than 2,200 local felines are finding safe freedom with Invisible Fence Northwest. Keep your cat from darting out the front door or safe within your yard, off furniture and counters, or out of bedrooms and kitchens. Their safe, gentle, and humane methods allow cats to discover boundaries on their own terms. Go to InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENC and save $200. Just tell them Martha sent you.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. Martha Norwalk. And I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning of Labor Day weekend with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's hard to believe it as it is the first Sunday of September already, and that means it's Vet Sunday, and we have a very special Vet Sunday today. We're welcoming back to Animal World, one of the early on original Animal World vets, and that would be Dr. Mike Saluski. Good morning, Dr. Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, it's so good to hear your voice, and my, how things change, and very quickly.
Yeah, you know, life happens sometimes.
So. Well, isn't that for sure? I mean, it was only the last time you did Vet Sunday on Animal World was just a few months ago, and you were in the studio here with me.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're a state away with a brand new practice. Holy moly.
Well, you know, you drove me right out of Washington.
Oh, no. I kicked myself around the block for that one. I mean, I'll just say I have absolutely no clue and cannot fathom how the powers that be have let you get out of here, because you are such a gift to our animals. And anyway, I'm delighted to have you back. And you, of course, specialize in Chinese medicine, right?
Yeah, and chiropractic.
And chiropractic, right. And we've got a lot to talk about in terms of where Dr. Mike is now, kind of the transitions that are going on in his life and his practice, and I've got a ton of questions. But as you know, I always make phone calls a priority and let everybody know that phone lines are open, and we will be taking your calls throughout the show with your animal medical care questions, because, heck, we got Dr. Mike here, and we might as well pick his brain. So, Dr. Mike, if you're okay with this, before we go into a lot of details about what's going on with you, we're going to take our first call.
That works fine for me.
Yeah, because they started calling before we even got to the news. So, Gary, let's go to Los Angeles and then talk with Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning. You're live on Animal World with Dr. Mike Saluski.
Oh, hi. Great. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
I have a few cats in my house. And,
all right, now let's just make sure, Dr. Mike, can you hear Jennifer okay?
Yeah, pretty well, yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, can you hear Dr. Mike?
Yes, I can.
All right, so then go ahead.
I have a few cats in my house, and recently we've had to permanently separate two of the cats in two parts of the house. Mm-hmm. And the kind of the weakest link cat is always separated, so he doesn't get attacked by the alpha cat. And even now that he's safe and he's happy, he'll pee on certain parts of the house randomly. And
sure.
We don't know how to stop it, because he's totally safe and happy and he's in his own space. So we're wondering about that.
Well, you know, probably a big part of this is the fact that he is safe and it is his space, and he's reinforcing that it's his space, you know, by peeing around and marking and spraying like that. So are they both male cats?
Yeah, we have several cats, but the biggest problem is one of the male cats would attack this weaker male cat.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and they're both neutered?
Yeah, everyone's neutered.
Okay. And when did these two cats get introduced to each other? You know, who came into the house and when?
Well, maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
So, like,
two or 3 years ago.
The more dominant male cat, did you have that cat first? Or did you?
No.
You had the weaker cat first.
I had the weaker cat. And then when I got in a relationship, all the cats came together.
Oh, okay. So you got into a human relationship, and then you had to integrate your cats together.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I have a question, too, Dr. Mike, because this sounds like it's more behavioral than physical.
Without question.
Do you treat, because it sounds like you do you treat behavioral situations with Chinese medicine?
You can, and here's the issue that you run into, is that, you know, you get these strong behavioral drives and instincts going on, and that can be extremely difficult to control, especially when it involves marking behavior, urinary behavior, things like that. And what you can do, typically what you really need as a behaviorist to try to come in and change that behavior and reinforce good behavior, that type of thing. Sometimes you can use Chinese medicine to try to help make that transition a little bit easier. So, for instance, if you have a really dominant cat, perhaps you will be able to give some herbs that will make them less, not maybe less dominant, but sort of less aggressive towards another animal without tranquilizing them into la-la land and that kind of thing. But at the same time, even doing that, you're going to need to have a behaviorist involved to then reinforce the behavior that you want to have happen to try reintroduction. And it's not easy sometimes. You can just have real awful battles if you've got two cats that just don't mix together well. But my suggestion would be to get a behaviorist involved, and if you need a little bit of extra help, to then think about maybe going in the direction of some herbal formulas. But herbal formulas are not going to change this behavior.
Yeah, and I would say, Jennifer, I don't know how much you listen to Animal World and how familiar you are with all of us, but it just so happens that I am a behavior therapist, and so I work with these kind of problems all the time. The first thing I would want to know is the cat that's doing the inappropriate urination.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had that cat's urine checked?
No, but we did get all the cats, both male cats, a physical, and they were both deemed healthy.
Right. Well, Mike, there's no way that a vet can do a physical examination on a cat without checking the urine and know that there's no urinary tract infection or something. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that is correct. I mean, you do want to rule out that you don't have an infection or just a sterile cystitis, you know, crystals going on. I think that chances are that that's not going on, but you're right. I mean, that's the first thing that you want to eliminate is the chance that there might be.
Yeah, because I can say, you know, ordinarily, if you've got a urinary tract infection or a problem like that, the typical presenting situation, Jennifer, is the cat, you know, pees small amounts real frequently, or there's blood in the urine, obviously, and that sort of thing. But I know from many years of experience as a behavior therapist with animals that those, you know, the cats don't read the medical books. And so the presenting symptoms are not always the same. And sometimes when you have cats that spray or that are doing a marking thing that sounds like your cat is doing, sometimes there is an underlying urinary tract problem of some kind. So I would suggest that you get the kitty's urine checked.
Okay, and if it is just behavioral, though?
It is likely behavioral, but there's also a possibility there's an underlying urinary tract issue. And if that's the case, sometimes by treating it, the problem will go away. On the other hand, sometimes you treat it and you still need behavioral help. Unfortunately, for you today, we're going to be talking about, you know, veterinary stuff, so I can't take the time with you to do all the behavior business, and it would take more time than we could do on the air anyway.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is that I do work over the phone. And I would be happy to chat with you about this off air. So,
okay.
Are you listening to the show via the internet today?
No, I just called in.
Oh, okay. And you know how to get to my website, MarthaNorwalk.com?
Yes.
Okay. My contact information is there, and you can certainly contact me, and I'd be happy to, you know, do a phone session with you and help you as much as I can from a long distance. Because this, fortunately, with cats and something like this, I can pretty much coach you through it over the phone.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
Jennifer,
yes.
Let me give you also a website for your area, too. Do you have a pencil handy?
Yes, in a second. Because there's also a new baby, and he jumps in the crib and pees there, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't have that.
No, definitely
no peeing
not.
In so the baby's fun. Bed. That would definitely set off some buttons for sure.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you that, Jennifer, in if you are willing to work outside the square, because I'll tell you right now that this isn't just the cats. Emotionally and intuitively, they are very sensitive. They pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with their humans. And the fact that you and your partner have come together and integrated households and animals, there's got to be stuff going on. And now you've got a new baby. If you are willing to look at this from both sides of the fence, what we can do to help the cat, but also what might be going on with you and your partner that is underlying all of this, then we will be able most likely to resolve it. So just a warning that if I work with you, I'm going to get into your stuff.
Okay.
Because that's just the way it works, especially with cats. Okay, now, Dr. Mike, you have a referral for her, a website?
What I was going to suggest is... Also, going to the website for the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, and that's ahvma.org. And what you can find there are veterinarians in your area that work with some of these modalities that might help. And the two most helpful ones, I think, would probably be the Chinese herbs and aromatherapy, because the, both of those can help. Because, you know, you're dealing with one cat that is obviously very dominant, and the other cat that, you know, is basically stressed. You know, even if he's happy in his own little safe spot, he's obviously stressed out enough that he's trying to really keep, make sure that that space is. He doesn't want anybody invading, including a new baby. And so he's constantly vigilant about his territory. So both of those therapies would be the ones most likely to assist along with behavioral therapy. To get you guys through this and get back to a nice smelling house. Well, at least until the baby grows up a little more.
Yeah. And it reminds me, Dr. Mike, of because I was going through your website, your new website, you know, before the show, and you have young boys.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got a very cute blog going on. I love the fair stories. And it's kind of like, having kids. Things don't always smell so nice.
No, you know
what I'm referring to when I say that. You'll have to read Dr. Mike's blog to know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Jennifer, the and everybody else listening, the website that Dr. Mike is talking about, it's the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association. It's an excellent website, and they have referrals and lists of all kinds of things. You can access all veterinary acupuncturists and chiropractors and all kinds of stuff on the website. It's www.ahvma, and that's for American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, ahvma.org.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Did you get that, Jennifer?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, so that'll give you stuff to work on, and then you can contact me if you like. I mean, find a behaviorist in your area, but I'll tell you, I don't know of anyone else in the country that is equating what I call the human-to-animal transference in behavior therapy, and that's what's going on with the humans that affects the cats. And I really believe that's why I've been so successful in helping people resolve these kind of problems, because in my opinion, it has more to do with what's going on with the humans on an emotional level, a suppressed emotional level, than it does the cats. So, ooh-hoo.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks for your call, Jennifer. Oh, and did you know you can listen to us online.
Okay, great.
Do you know how to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So, because something else might come up in the show that'll be helpful to you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
All righty. Well, that was fun to start off with.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
All right. So let's get back to Dr. Mike Salewski is joining us today for Vet Sunday. And like I said, the last time you were here, you were in the studio and you've been involved. Well, let's see. I realized reading your website that you were at the practice here in Washington, in Snohomish, for 18 years.
Yeah, it would have been 18 years this Thanksgiving, basically, yeah.
And,
yeah, a long time.
Yeah, and I guess I was fortunate enough that I found you, I think, right after you first started in this area.
Yeah, it was really early on. Yeah,
because I remember, you live in my neighborhood, or you used to live in my neighborhood, but I remember when you guys moved in. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when your first boy was born. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. That has been the hardest thing about this move, has been all of, you know, the relationships, you know, both with people and with animals that, you know, we developed over the years. And certainly not an easy thing to do, but it's working out pretty good.
No, and I have to say that I would love to go into all the details of what the heck happened, but we just have to say that there's so much still going on related to all of that we just really can't talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's out of respect for all the parties involved, and I certainly, we're here to serve you guys, your animal friends, and we're not here to cause trouble. So we are just not going to talk a lot about the details, other than to say, when I met you, Dr. Mike, you were basically an equine veterinarian, which means a horse doctor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just exclusively doing horses up until probably about 14 years ago, when I started, you know, incorporating the other species into my practice.
Well, yeah, because you were doing phenomenal work with horses, and, you know, have been definitely beloved in our area for all the wonderful things that you do. But you got into chiropractic and Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And now, is this something, did you always have a desire to go this route? I know you wanted to be a veterinarian all your life and in vet school and stuff. Were you thinking holistic and alternative and all of that, or how did all of that come about?
Not at all. In fact, when I was getting ready to graduate, I had a couple of professors encourage me to try to go for a surgical internship and then a residency. I really enjoyed surgery and that kind of thing too. But I wanted to get out and practice. I mean, that's always been my first love, you know, above teaching, above writing, any of that stuff. And so, you know, went out into the world really as your just sort of hardcore Western vet, had no experience with any of the so-called alternative therapies. And got exposed to, though, chiropractic early on with the horses within the first probably 6 months of being out of practice, saw what a valuable tool it was, and then started exploring getting trained in that myself. And, you know, it's just one of those things that just kind of winds up flowing together into this, you know, weird karmic situation, where, you know, I guess the path I was supposed to be on,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, initially thinking of it as just a tool to have, and then really sort of falling in love with it, and then saying, well, this is a great tool, but I need a little bit more. Let's look into acupuncture. And initially getting into acupuncture purely as a tool for pain relief, which it's great at.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, from there, getting exposed to the whole theory of the Chinese medicine and falling in love with that, it was its sort of both complexity and beauty and simplicity all at the same time. And doing that, and you just find that, you know, I got more and more into it, and as then my practice started, probably because of my passion for it, I started, you know, seeing more small animals in my practice, and, you know, along with the horses, and then it became to the point where all I was getting scheduled for were these other modalities, and it just, a couple of years ago, really became time to just shift my practice purely to working with those modalities. And then, you know, and that's really how it's been the next last couple of years. And then just recently, it was just, you know, time for me to move on and just continue that journey on my own.
Yeah, and that's kind of how it all evolved, because you really did fall in love with Chinese medicine, being the acupuncture and the herbs and diet and so forth. And you've actually traveled to China and got an education there, haven't you?
Yeah, I've gone twice. The first time was purely from an educational standpoint, and then the second time I was a lecturer at the conference. But of course, you know, you're there as both a teacher and a student always, and you know, learned a great deal both times.
Well, and you've gotten so into this that you actually have become an expert in the field, and you have written some really good, I think, what are there, one or two or manuals or books that you've written on Chinese medicine and herbs and so forth?
Yeah, I've got one, I guess you'd call it more of a clinical manual that I co-authored with another veterinarian colleague of mine, and that same colleague and I, the last couple of years, have been working on really a very comprehensive textbook on Chinese herbal medicine and veterinary medicine. That should be published next year. We just got some peer reviews back and are incorporating some suggestions from some of our peers in the field into this final draft, and then it'll go, you know, to the publisher for final editing, and then hopefully should be out in 2011 sometime, I think.
Oh, that's cool. So,
yeah.
So I think you're just so marvelous at what you do, and so knowledgeable, and it's wonderful now that you're writing about it and teaching and so forth. But you're also one of the greatest gifts to our animal friends. And you know, I kind of got to watch this evolution happen, and part of it happened like at my farm, because Dr. Mike had come out to see my horse. And then I'd say, like, well, hey, can you adjust my wolves, can my dog, and check a look at my cat? and you just started doing all the Chinese medicine and chiropractic on all kinds of other animals.
Yeah. And you know, it's one of those things, too, with all these therapies. When you first start out, you really can't even, you're just touching the surface on the kind of difference you can make. And then as you gain more experience and more confidence, and start playing with, you know, there were cases, you know, years ago that would come in and I thought, well, I'm not going to be able to do anything for this patient. It's just too far along, but you do it anyway, because, you know, you want to try to help. But inside you're kind of doubting yourself and doubting even the system, and because, you know, you're dealing with, cases that other, you know, Western therapies have not been able to fix or help. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're getting a call back saying, you know, my dog is completely different or my horse is completely different. And you just go, wow, this stuff is more powerful than I thought. And it just reinforces that passion that you have for it. And then you start, you know, getting that even more confidence, and you start delving even deeper into just how much you can do with these things. And it's really great.
All right. Well, now, Dr. Mike, we're going to have to close out this first hour of Animal World, and then we've got Martha's four-step flea plan running, and then we will be back with the Vet Sunday and Dr. Mike. And where I'm going to go when we start the next hour is we're going to find out where actually is Dr. Mike now, what kind of a practice have you set up. I mean, I don't know if you're working out of your home, if you've got a new location, or what's going on. Do you work over the phone? How's it all working? Who are you treating? What's going on? So we're going to get all those details when Dr. Mike comes back, and we will have open phone lines for the rest of the show. We are out at 11:55 today, so get in early if you want to talk to Dr. Mike. We'll take your phone calls. He'll answer any of your animal medical care questions, and you can call about any kind of animal, because I think that's where he's focusing now, is on all kinds. So if you want to get in line, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Stay tuned for Martha's four-step flea plan, and then Vet Sunday continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.